This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A measure moving through the State House would expand Colorado laws that restrict lobbyist political donations. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Right now, registered lobbyists can't donate to state lawmakers or statewide elected officials during Colorado's four-month-long legislative session. The Democratic proposal would expand that year-round, effectively making it illegal for a lobbyist to donate to state lawmakers or statewide elected officials, like the governor or attorney general. If someone is no longer a lobbyist, they could contribute to political campaigns again after 6 months. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado Springs will drop its latest marijuana ballot question. The measure would have asked voters to reconsider the city's new recreational marijuana ordinance passed just last November. An El Paso District Court judge blocked the move earlier this week. City officials appealed to the state Supreme Court, and on Thursday, Colorado's High Court refused to hear the case. Hundreds of Coloradans are now hospitalized as respiratory viruses circulate widely. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The total is more than 600, with nearly 380 in with flu and more than 150 sick with RSV. About 70 have the coronavirus. For flu, the weekly rate of positive tests is nearly 25%, an eye-popping figure. That means for every four tests administered, one is positive for the virus. Flu and RSV are showing up in the majority of utilities monitoring the viruses in wastewater. The state has recorded one pediatric COVID-19 death and one pediatric flu death since October of 2024. Vaccines are available for all three. Public health officials say it's not too late to get one. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This is CPR News, NKRCC.